Okay, so welcome to another edition of the Real Traps podcast, and we're here today with Wayne Morgan from the NASCAR Media Group. We recently worked with Wayne to get at least one of his rooms that he works in straightened out with Real Traps to help improve the environment, and we're going to have a conversation here just about what those guys at NASCAR there are up to in the media group and the audio production that they do, and how sort of Real Traps fits into that picture. So welcome to the podcast, Wayne.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me.
Definitely. So, tell us, if you don't mind, why don't we start? Why don't you sort of walk us through some of the projects that you work on there for NASCAR? I mean, obviously, for those that don't know, NASCAR is going to be, you know, that's the racing group. You know, auto racing is very, you know, pretty well known. I imagine most people know who NASCAR is. But tell us, why don't you work through some of the things that you work on there?
Well, I do a lot of post-production stuff. I work a lot of stuff for the Speed Network. They're one of the companies that we work with, but I do a lot of commercials and a lot of stuff for Race Day. I don't know if you're familiar with the Race Day show, but basically a lot of, you know, post-production stuff for different TV shows, different spots on the internet, sometimes hour-long format stuff, pretty much, you know, on that genre.
Right, so with the post-production stuff, I imagine you guys are on some pretty tight production deadlines, things like that?
Yeah, we get, you know, usually a day turnaround. I mean, some of the stuff is, you know, just two minute spots for the web or whatever. But yeah, we may get an hour show or a half hour show. We have to do it. We get it that day, and we have to turn it around that day. So,
right.
Yeah, so we have to turn it around pretty quick.
So it's definitely important then that you guys are able to sort of work efficiently and as quickly as possible, and, you know, so that you can get a good product out, I would think, huh?
Definitely. I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, I come from more of a music background, really, like album production. But when I got hired here, it'll be 5 years in July. You know, coming into this, I really hadn't done a whole lot of post-production. And I realized right away that it's about how fast you do it and less about it's still about the quality. I don't want to get that construed, but it's definitely more about speed and getting things done quickly and knowing what you're hearing, and which, you know, obviously Real Traps plays into a big part of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's essential for everyone. I mean, I talk to a lot of people that are putting together like home studios, for instance, and, you know, they might just be sort of getting started with audio production and learning how to record and how to mix. And I think one of the biggest things that my customers in general come to me with afterwards is that, well, I just never realized how important it is to be able to hear accurately, you know, because
it's so true. It's so true. You know, and honestly, I mean, my background is I went to Full Sail down in Orlando, recording school down there. And I did, when I got out, I went to work at a couple bigger facilities, but the longest place that I worked at was just in a production facility with a friend of mine, and we were did it together in a home. And right away I knew the importance of that and how you got to make, you know, the room sound good. And I actually did a lot of research online, and I know you guys have a guy, Ethan, is that correct? He's the part owner of the company?
Yeah, that's
founder, I guess.
Exactly, that's Ethan Weiner.
I found a lot of information just researching online. It's kind of how I found out about you guys, and built my own stuff originally, kind of based off his, you know, formulas and stuff. But it's been nice, you know, now that I work here, to be able to actually go to the real Traps company and get your professionalism on your, you know, actual professionally made pieces. So yeah, it's been a big help to us here.
Excellent. Yeah, because I mean, for a lot of the new people, I mean, especially when you're just learning how to mix, it seems like mixing and you know, and also to a certain extent, sort of the post-production, you know, mastering sort of stage. But and a lot of it's with mixing. There's this sort of mystique around it where, you know, you're always sort of second guessing the decisions that you make. And when your room's not accurate, and I remember going through this years ago when I first started working in treated rooms and I was trying to learn how to mix and things like that. I remember that. You know, that whole process of not being able to trust what you're hearing to be really frustrating. Like you know, sit there and just spend hours massaging a mix, getting it where you want it, and then you burn it to a disc and go listen somewhere else, and it just doesn't sound right. And it's sort of, you know, the bass is wrong is usually the biggest problem.
Exactly.
You know,
I had to, I mean, back in that same place I was working at, and it was kind of when we really got into realizing what was going on, I had a mix that I did, and I started listening in headphones, and I could hear, you know, something that was going on in the room that wasn't going on in the headphones. And we kind of got into it, and that's what really kind of triggered me into really delving into that. But yeah, there's a lot of people that don't really think about that stuff. And you can, you know, obviously have your mixes ended up sounding too bass heavy or too light, depending on what's going on in the room. So exactly. What you're saying is right on point.
Excellent. So if I remember right, you ended up using a combination of Megatraps and RFZ panels and then several mini traps as well in the room. Is that what we ended up with?
Yeah, it was kind of through some other people being involved. There was a little mix-up, but because you guys were so helpful, I was able to kind of get exactly what I wanted without even sending back the pieces. Originally, when I talked to the guy to order them, I wanted to get the high-frequency version.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that, the HF minis.
He ended up ordering the low-frequency version, and which would have been fine, but if I didn't have anything to do the high frequency in here, because we were going to get rid of all the stuff that was in here before, which wasn't really all that good, but then I wouldn't have anything to kind of, you know, dampen the brightness of it, which the room is a really bright room. So that was, so I think I spoke with you, and you told me about the differences, basically, between the high frequency and low frequency version. Basically, it's just it's flipped inside.
Right.
So I ended up flipping them and ended up, you know, putting them up and putting spacers on it. Not exactly like you guys said in the on the website, but I used some feet that were basically off of, you know, what you'd put on a table or a chair to kind of lift them off the wall just a little bit.
Absolutely.
And they worked out perfect. And then the corner traps are the mono traps? Mega traps?
Yeah, those are the mega traps, the triangular ones that stack in the corners.
Those are the ones that I have in the corners. And ideally, I need to get some more because I just have two stacked in each corner up in the corners of the mix side.
Right.
One wall in the back still has nothing. One wall is, one corner, I should say. It's kind of at a weird angle, so, and plus the door's right there. So I don't know if I'm sure it causes some kind of issues, but it'd have to be addressed differently. But just with what I have in here, it has made an immense difference.
Excellent.
I mean, the low end is a lot tighter. I still have a ways to go, and it's a lot to do with my speaker placement. But I'd like to get two more bass straps to put them to the ceiling in the corners, like you say, is to cover the whole corners,
right,
all the way up to the ceiling. And then at least address this other corner in the back. For the most part, I mean, the high-frequency stuff is perfect with the way all the panels are against on the walls themselves. But, I'm completely happy with everything, how it turned out.
Excellent. And that, you know, that's one of the things that I think people realize too is, you know, even just starting with a few traps is, you know, generally that's going to make a huge improvement right from the get-go. And then, you know, as your strategy grows, or maybe your budget grows or whatever it is, and you add more traps over time, it just continues to get better and better.
Yeah, definitely. And you can kind of start with a smaller amount if your budget only approves that much. And it just, you just kind of add when you need to. I mean, because it just keeps continuing to get better as you add more. So,
Excellent. Exactly. Excellent. So you spend like as far as your day to day there, you spend most of your day, you know, just, you know, sort of doing work as far as actually doing, you know, the mixing and the post processing and things like that. Or I imagine,
yeah, some days are busier than others, but yeah, it's pretty much my job as an audio post production mixer. So on certain days I have set things I do. I have a thing for a K&N Touring Series, which is one of the lower series in NASCAR.
Okay.
And they do, basically, it's a, you know, they show the race basically afterwards. It's kind of a post-race show, and it's basically as if you were watching the show. But I'll mix that down, and we'll actually add the announcers in studio to call the race, and that's an hour show. And that'll take me, that probably takes me 4 hours, 5 hours to do. And some of the, like I said, some of the other stuff is just a simple 2 minute, like every Monday morning, we do a thing for ESPN NASCAR Now called Sights and Sounds. And it's like a highlight, basically what happened in the race. And it's only a couple of minutes, but it's all the highlights, you know, all the wrecks and the whoever won the race, all the high points, and basically add, you know, all the gnats and stuff to it. And that probably will take me an hour to do, if that.
Excellent.
So that might be ranging from one of the simpler things I do to even stuff up to we got some more of those coming up for the GAC network. They're called the Definitive Fill in the Blank, like the Definitive Earnhardt or the Definitive Stewart. And basically, it, you know, talks about each of those drivers, and it's like an hour show. And I want to say it's hosted by I'm forgetting who it is, real tall country singer. He hosts it, but that's basically the spectrum of what we do. Basically, all NASCAR stuff, but
excellent.
Occasionally we do some other stuff. We did some stuff for track and field, USA track and field. So a little bit of everything. I mean, the audio part of it is just a small part of, you know, there's four of us. Well, I take that back. Three of us. We have one part-time guy that works, but there's only three of us, three mixers in audio, when we probably have, I'm guessing, but I would say 25 video editors.
Right.
And then who knows exactly how many producers. I couldn't tell you exactly, but...
Well, as George Lucas, I think, said that audio is 70% of the multimedia experience. So maybe, I don't know, maybe he's right. Who knows?
Well, it's definitely not in the amount of people they put to it.
Right, exactly.
Maybe says how underrated it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a kind of thing. It's like, you know, like in sports, like I'm thinking of like football, if you're an offensive lineman. You know, as long as you're doing your job, nobody notices you. But when you screw up, that's when you get the attention. You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Excellent.
So if no one's coming to your room saying anything, you're doing just fine.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Wayne, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, and I believe if I remember right, you sent me some pictures of the setup that you have there. Didn't you send me some pictures recently?
I did send you some pictures.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure that. So what I'll do is we'll get some of those pictures up with this episode, so people can sort of take a look at your setup. And I'm you know, glad to hear about the work that you're doing, and I'm glad that Real Traps is playing a small part in it.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for having me, and appreciate what you guys did for us.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
All right.